Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Mem Aleph of Masechta Zvachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include Davar Halamed Behekesh Eino Chayzim Lamed Behekesh. If something itself was learned from a Hekesh, it cannot then teach this halacha to others via a Hekesh. The Machlekes of Masechta Menachos regarding Pigul B'Kaimitz V'Loi B'Levayna, B'Levayna V'Loi B'Kaimitz. In a Karban Mincha, the Haktara has two matirin, two parts, to burn the Kaimitz of flour and to burn the Levayna on the Mizbeach. And if a Kohen had a Machshebes Pigel only during the Haktaras Kaimetz, but not during the Haktaras Levayna, or vice versa, there is a Machlekes. Remeir holds Pigel v'chayovin alav karas. The Mincha becomes Pigel, and one who eats from the Mincha is liable to karas. While the Chacham hold aim by karas, ad sheifago b'chalamater. The Mincha does not become Pigel, and one who eats it is not liable to karas, unless the Kohen had a Machshebes Pigel during the Haktara of the entire matter, both the Kaimetz and the Levayna. And the Gemara offers two approaches in explanation of Remeir. Either Remeir holds Mefagel Machatzim Matar, Machshebes Pigel takes effect even if he only has the disqualifying thought during part of the Matar, in our case the Kaimitz or the Levayna, while the Chacham hold Eim Mefagel Machatzim Matar. Or Remeir agrees that Eim Mefagel Machatzim Matar. However, the Mishnah is a case of where he had a Machshebes Pigel during the first part, but he did not have a Machshebes during the second part. And Remeir holds Kol Oisa Al Das Rishayna Hu Oisa. We assume that he did the second part with the same machshava as the first part, and he had a machshava's pigel in the second part as well, and there was a machshava's pigel in the entire matter. While the chum hold that we don't say kol isa adas rishayin hu isa.